Hopefully that's not going to
hurt your microphone.
Okay, right here, it's on a tape recorder. Today, I got to be a commentator, I guess. So, December 9th today, Jack Redeker's here, Ron Mack, John Johnson, Bernard Malabashian, and myself, Phil Vanette. And we're talking to Pete Shire. Pete, what was your classification at Shelby when you worked there?
I remember what they did last night. Run the shop. Run the shop. Run the shop. In what is now the KFC hall down here. It was a former Buick agency, so it had lifts in it and whatnot. And we had three or four offices, a couple of drafting tables, and how many lifts? We had about four lifts. Other space to work, and we did our experimental work and development work there.
Well,
I'm Jim Frank. I was the development engineer for Shelby. There were we had a chief engineer, Fred Goodell, Ray Brozik was an engineer, and I was one of three. And there were three people there with the title of engineer. And so far as I know, I think Brozik was the only one that had a degree.
Okay, now you came from the plant in California.
I came from California. I went to work for them in February of '67. And then got transferred out here when they moved the production of the Shelby Mustangs to Ione.
When you know about the time of production here? I mean, when you started.
By comparison, where they were, they were a little better.
Mm-hmm. What about in '67? There was a prototype convertible also. Do you remember anything about that?
Sure. We built the damn thing and it got stolen almost immediately.
That car still exists.
Well, there were two of them, but that car does exist. Chicago has been rebuilt in
the '58. Yeah, it was the first one we built was of course an engineering car, and we ran on a system that anybody could drive the first engineering car you got to at night with said keys. And we had a sort of a visiting engineer who was an Argentine, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and he was out there doing some consulting with us there on remittance from Ford, and he took it home one night and parked it in the carport at his apartment, and it got stolen. We got it back about a week later, found down in the Palos Verdes Hills, and of course everything had been stripped: the manifolds, the carburetors. We had 289s.
67, yeah, 289. 68 had a 302.
I don't think this was not a 67. It was never built as a 67. Built as a 68. It was a prototype for 68 production.
Yeah, it was
a 67 chassis.
Oh, a 67 chassis.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But
that
I think
that will explain that car. That's what we're wondering about.
It was never built originally as a 67. It was built as a prototype for 68.
Not whether it was a prototype 67 or a prototype 68.
No, it had 68 glass or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Made in some temporary molds that were, thrown together out there.
Okay, so it never had 67 glass.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, then that car is really
that explains the car.
Yeah.
But see, the car has a 67 VIN or something like that.
VIN.
VIN is a 67.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a 68.
Yeah, it's all 68 glass. And the present owner, I think he thinks that it was, originally a 67 convertible.
No, he's got a 67 chassis and 68 glass, and it was put together that way.
Okay.
But it was the only car like it in the world, and it got stolen. it was absolutely the only one. It was the first one we built, and it got swiped. It was gone for a week, and of course we got it back, wheel tires, anything shiny had been taken off it.
What about any prototype?